So I'll be handing over to Jan to give you a breakdown on how to make radio sound nicer, I think.
All right, over to you.
Okay. Hello, guys. I'm Jan. I'm from Germany, Stuttgart. I work for a company, it's called Benstown Branding. We are providing imaging libraries, including some music beds, music loops, voice samples, sound effects, all that kind of stuff. And we're doing radio jingles and a lot more. So my job there is I'm the imaging director of three of the libraries. I'm producing a hip-hop format, I'm producing an R&B format, and a classic hits format. So today I will do an audio production masterclass. That means my plan is to produce something live for you. My plan was to produce a classical show opener in a hip-hop format. I will totally overdo this because I want to show you some tricks. I would reduce it more or less, but it doesn't matter in that way. So I just will start here. So we have 20 minutes right now. I will break down then for the tea break, and we just go start at that point. I will break down. So first of all, I will show you my session. Hopefully, can you all see it? From or should we change the resolution? It's fine? From the back? Okay, cool. So, what I have here, I have a couple of music tracks. On that one, I just put my music beds, songs, whatever. With that's just one a delay for the music. The music runs straight to my master bus. Then I have some, it's called here ID. On that track I use voice samples, maybe some scratches, some interview tones, IDs. This is these tracks are for my VO. The ID tracks and the VO go straight into a vocal bus, with they're compressed a little bit and EQ'd a little bit and go straight to the master then. Same, the FX tracks are same as the music tracks, just some that I have it separated, that I have a good overview in my session on what I have where. Especially I have to bounce it out in various versions so I know where I have what. All right. So, and then it goes straight to the mastering. It's just a multiband compressor and a limiter at the end. So, first of all, what I do when I produce something, I organize my stuff. Here, that's the thing. All my sound effects, I hope you can see it, have an FX right in front. So if I search something in my clip list in my session, I know right away, all right, that's an FX. Then I really go here, that's H, that stands for hook, that's from our site. It's just, for me, I use the hooks because there's the BPM and the key in it that I want, that I need to know to produce. That's the reason I have the hooks of the song within it. Here, I and ID is some artist audio. That's just an... All right, I can't hear something. So let's see if it's...
Hello, this is Beyonce.
All right,
turn it up.
Yo, this is G-Eazy.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
So just get an idea of that. Then I have LP and MB. That means LP mainly stands for loops. MB for music beds. Just from our library, some music that I work with. And these are M's is for music, and this is the songs. S are samples from various kind of things. I have some of Alexa samples, like from a smart speaker. What we mainly produce for the US market, and it's really high on there that you can listen over Alexa and Google to radio. So that's the reason we recorded some samples to interact a little bit with the station voice and the Alexa. All right. And here, as I chopped up a cappella samples, I will show you that later. That's some
taking my time.
Some scratches.
They just wanna pop.
That's just a cappella sample. I send it to a DJ, and they say, just go ahead and scratch, and I can chop it up and use it in the session. All right, and the right down there, I have the VO. That's Doc McGaskill.
New York's hip-hop and R&B.
That I use for the station. All right. So, as you can see, I produce in Pro Tools. In Pro Tools, you have here, I don't know, who is producing in Pro Tools? All right, half of it. So I shortly explain what I do here. That are some different modes. The slip mode, you can track your audio file wherever you want here, as you can see. And then you have the grid mode. Then you can only put it on the grid. You can settle your grid to a 160 node, 1/8, 1/4, like in every DAW, and it will happen here. So then you have the relative grid. That means if you have something set right in the slip mode and you want to have it just one bar back or half a bar back, you can go to the relative grid. It will push it in the back just on that amount. In that case, it will be 160 note. Okay, so let's get started. I start regularly with the music. So for that, I had some music beds out of here. All right, and I will produce it with that kind of music. So first of all, I put on the BPM. As you can see it here, it's 96 BPM. We all label our music with the BPM. I put it into the session that I can work on grid. And if you don't know the BPM of the session of the music, it's pretty easy to find it out. So just go to the one of the bar. That would be here. And then you need to count four bars if it's a 4/4, or just count 16 beats. So let's do it together. 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. All right. So that are four bars. And now you do a quick calculator. I'm sorry, my computer is in German. That's just a calculator. Nothing special. Then you type in 16 because you have counted 16 beats and divide it through the length of the clip. So in Pro Tools, you just have to switch it off, switch it to minutes and seconds, and you can see here the beat. So let's divide it, and multiply with 60 because it's beats per minute, and it had 16 seconds, and these length are in seconds. So there we go, 96 BPM. So it works with more or less every kind of music. It depends on which. If you have a 4/4, it works. If it has a 3/4 bar, it will be a little bit different. You have to adjust to count 12 because of 3 times 4. All right. So if you want to find out a key, that's a free app, a free application here. I'm sorry, it's also in German, but it doesn't matter. You can, you put it in. That's my music. No, that's the wrong one. There we go. Say analyze. And now here's your key. So just a little helper for your production. Then you know the key of the music, and you can put voice samples in tune or can maybe sing a vocoder over it or whatever you like to do. All right. So let's get started. I put the one on the one of the second bar, and let's take a listen. All right, so now I'm searching for starter effects. So let's see what we have here. Yeah, that one is nice. So I just put it on the FX track. I make sure, can you see the... No, not really, that's a little bit... Here is the beginning of beats of bar 2, and I put it here, that it is on the same, as you can see, the same, it's the hit of the starter. I put it on the 1, so it started right away when the music starts. Unfortunately, it's a little bit hard to see. Maybe you can see it better on the TV here in the back. Alright, there we go. And then I'd like to start my show opener with a little bit of station voice. So the station is Power 105.1 in New York City. So the claim is New York's hip hop and R&B. So I take that one.
New York's hip hop and R&B. 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 New York's hip hop and R&B.
So let's try that one. Okay. So go a little bit up so that you can see. Put it here right in the front.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
New York. All right. So if you can see it, that's the last word here, and it isn't in the grid right now. So what you can do, you can just search for another one that's a little bit better in the grid. You can ask your voiceover guy to do it again, or maybe you can stretch it a little bit. So let's try to stretch it a little bit. You have here in Pro Tools, there's a TCE. Let's try to stretch it to the grid a bit. But you have to be careful. I think not more than 10% stretching, otherwise you will get some artifacts into it and will destroy it.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
Okay, so what I like to do on the last one.
Hip hop and R&B. New York's hip hop and R&B.
So you have a little bit of an excitement here. So to get back into the track, we can play a little bit around with the music. So that's an urban format, so I like to stutter a lot, or maybe we can do a reverse reverb. I will try both ways, and then we will see what's sounding better. All we can use in scratch here.
New York hip hop and R&B.
That one there works really nice. So it's pretty easy to stutter if you're on the grid. So you just have to put on your grid mode. Say, okay, I want to stutter 164 note or 132 note, and I just have to copy the file in the grid if you are in the grid. So that's the reason I work in the grid, because I'm be way faster. If you are in a slip, your head, you can also do a stuttering, but it will be take a lot of time. Or where have I had to settle this that it works? Okay. So, really nice. What we here can do is put it left, right. I'm not sure if we can hear it in the room here, because the one speaker is here and the other speaker is here. I will try it, because if you do it left, right, it is in the way from your VO. So the VO is straight in the middle, and you have the music is going left, right, and it doesn't come in the way. So let's try how it sounds here. That's just a left, right automation. Okay, let's take a listen.
R&B.
Right. R&B. So it sounds a bit shitty here, because the one is here and the other one is here. So let's do it different. So you try it at home, maybe it works better. But if you have two speakers, so that way, wide away from each other. Yep. Okay, so we can also do a scratch out of this one. We have a cool plugin here. It's a Pro Tools stock plugin. It's called Verify. I'm pretty sure the other DAWs have a same kind of thing. So listen, just put the track on solo. Sounds like that. And then we have here a slowdown and a speed up. So just slow down the first one. and speed up the second one and do it here again. Ah, sounds a little bit like a scratch. And now
taking my time.
Let's see if I can something that I could layer under it. Maybe that one here. So let's cut it. So if I'm doing something too fast, please say it real quick and I can show it to you again. I work a lot with shortcuts and all the stuff, so sometimes it will make something and you don't know what I do, so just yell and tell me to do it again and then explain it again for you. So. Alright, so we need these two. That sounds good. So let's see if it fits under that one. Okay, as you can see, it's a little bit too long, so let's stretch it under it. Oops. And copy that one. So let's see.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
Right, that works well. So what I like to do if I'm, especially with my VO here with the R&B, because he left a little bit of space between the R and the B, I'd love to pitch him down a little bit. That's just a plugin here, it's called Pitch and Time, but you can use any other pitch plugin. That's my favorite one because it's a really nice sound. Just switch it to voice.
B, B, B.
And then let's try 4 semitones down.
B, 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 B.
That's just, for the urban kind of style formats, it's really a cool thing.
Works hip-hop and R&B.
I can also try to do with a Pro Tools stock plugin. That was, which one was it right now? I think there's pitch 2. So it should be more or less the same.
B, 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 B,
B, B, B.
So it doesn't matter which plugin you use.
B, B.
Alright. So let's level it down here a little bit, the scratch, that you can hear the R&B better.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
Okay, so that's the first line here. And now the goal is I want to have a show opener around, let's say 30 seconds. And for me, it should just represent a little bit the station. So for Power 105.1 is a hip hop station that wants to be really cool, state of the art. So I want to put in some a cappella samples I showed to you, some turn up, whatever, these kind of styles. I will bring in some music. I try to beat match the music to the beat, so let's see how that works. I have some songs here. They are more or less in the same BPM range, so we will see if that works. Maybe it works, maybe it works not, but I'm sure we can put a few of these into that. All right, so at the next point, let's integrate a voice sample here. So let's see what I have here.
Turn it up.
Yeah, there's some turned up. It's a little bit bored.
Turn it up.
We need a little bit more excitement here. So let's see what I have here.
Turn up my headphones.
This. Come on now.
I'm interrupted by a phone ring. Hello, hello. Can I get with ya?
That's one. It has a little bit of excitement, a little bit of power, so let's
see
what we
have. Yo, who this? Tanisha, your call back, I'm busy. Another day in the ghetto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You take me up, break me down.
Turn your widescreen on.
Cause I'm a beast with it.
Beast with it.
Turn up!
So that's just chopped up a cappellas that we name with the song and the the song name, the artist, and the BPM and the key, so it's really easy and fast to work with.
Turn up!
So that's one we can definitely bring in here.
R&B.
Can I get with ya?
Okay, so it's important. I have 105 BPM here, and the session is in 96. So we can try. So let's try it first. If I can stretch it a little bit. Unfortunately, you can see I have lines here that I can see. This is the 116. That's the 216. You can't see it on the beamer. Maybe here in the back on the TV. So I'm orientated a little bit on that. So the width I want to have on the first beat of the third bar. So let's see if it works.
Can I get with ya?
Or what else you can do to make it a little bit easier. If you have that kind of plugin, you can just say, okay, that's my material. I want to have it in 96 BPM, and I know it is in 105 BPM. So with that one, it's really cool. You just type in the source BPM, that would be 105 BPM, and the output BPM should be 96 BPM. So, and then, whoops. Just go to the voice, and let's see. And I think it's pretty much the same. Oh, more or less, a little bit. So let's try that one.
Can I get with ya?
Okay. So, for that one, I would try to scratch the vocal samples. I know I have here scratch, it would be a little bit too much, but I just want to show it how you can do it with the voice sample. It's pretty much the same. It totally depends on which what kind of voice sample you have to scratch. So there are some letters that are good to scratch, like A, E, I, and the other ones are not that good. So let's try it. I just do the same as before, and let's hear how it works. That works out really well. Okay. So I think we have to break now.